Bismillahi r-Rahman r-Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Da'wah training. Dialogue with a non-Muslim. By Dr. Fadl Rahman. Contents. The contents include: what is da'wah? Do I need to give da'wah? What if I don't invite and hide the truth? What will I get through da'wah? Why is da'wah training necessary? Methodology of the prophets. What is the role of the da'i? What are we initially inviting to? Essential mnemonic when giving da'wah. The seven essentials during da'wah to avoid the common pitfalls. Psychology of da'wah. Vital knowledge. How to break the silence and start a conversation. Stopping people in the street. Why should they accept a creator or God into their life? Closing the deal. Basic rule during conversations. The key to da'wah. How to prove the Quran is from Almighty God. How to prove that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was a true prophet. How to prove that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, didn't copy the Bible. Christian beliefs except Jehovah Witnesses. Formulation of the Bible. Da'wah to a Christian. The key to da'wah with Christians. Jesus lived as a Muslim from the Bible. How to prove that Jesus, peace be upon him, or may the blessings and peace be upon him, is not God. How to prove that Jesus was not the only Son of God in the Bible. How to prove the Bible contradicts scientific facts and logic. How to disapprove Trinity. Beliefs of the Jehovah's Witnesses. Giving da'wah. Their main weak points are beliefs of Judaism. How to invite Jews to Islam, the beliefs, their common criticisms of religion, proof that God exists, how to persuade a Hindu of Islam's truth, so you can marry four wives, why do women have to cover themselves, why do you call him Allah? Further questions and comments the da'i should be able to answer. Let's go to da'wah, the basics. What is da'wah? Da'wah means to invite or to summon. Usually understood to mean to preach. Many different ways to invite to Islam. Obviously, the most important is by example. The Prophet Muhammad, may the blessings and peace be upon him, gave da'wah through his personality, honesty, and truthfulness. Do not underestimate the greatness of this work. This is the work of the greatest human beings that have ever lived on this earth. Do I need to give da'wah? An important matter for us to realize is that da'wah is an obligation upon all of us. Allah, glorified be He, says in the Quran, the translation of the meaning, invite to the way of your Lord, Rabb, i.e. Islam, with wisdom and fair preaching and argue with them in a way that is better. Truly, your Lord knows best who has gone astray from His path. And He is the best aware of those who are guided. Surah An-Nisa, chapter 16, verse 125. The Prophet Muhammad, may the blessings and peace be upon him, has said, convey from me even one verse, Al-Bukhari. Conveying the message, therefore, does not require a high level of scholarship. It is, in fact, a responsibility of each and every one of us according to our ability. What if I don't invite and hide the truth? Very interesting to hear the answer to this question. The obligation is further emphasized by the following verse, which explains that not conveying the message, hiding knowledge, is disobedience to Allah. Again, the obligation is further emphasized by the following verse, which explains that not conveying the message, hiding the knowledge, or hiding knowledge, is disobedience to Allah, which causes Allah's curse to descend on such people, which shows that such a sin leads to the hellfire. Verily, those who conceal the clear proofs, evidences, and the guidance which we have sent down after we have made it clear for the people in the book, they are the ones cursed by Allah and cursed by the cursers. Quran chapter 2 verse 159. In the same connection, the Prophet, may the blessings and peace be upon him, has stated, whoever hides knowledge, Allah will brand him with the branding iron from the hellfire. With the branding of iron from the hellfire. Ahmed. Da'wah is an obligation. Da'wah is the visa which allows us to live in this country. What will I get through da'wah? And who is better in speech than he who invites to Allah and does righteous deeds and says, I am one of the Muslims? The Quran chapter 41 verse 33. By Allah, if Allah were to guide one man through you, it would be better for you than the best type of camels. Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Why is da'wah training necessary? Let's look at a simple question such as, what is water? Surely you would give a different answer to a biologist, a physicist, and a chemist. Similarly, for a question like, what is Islam? The answer must also be appropriate to the listener. Secondly, you need to be able to answer some simple questions in the correct way, inshallah. For example, who made God? Why Islam, not Christianity? How can you prove Islam is true? Can you prove to me that God exists? Why do natural disasters happen? If I become a Muslim, will I have to wear a headscarf? Methodology of the Prophets. Sheikh Saleh Ibn Fawzan says that the three essentials in da'wah are certainty about our knowledge, practice what we preach, pure intention. Again, I will start. Pure intention, certainty about our knowledge, practice what we preach. Some of the evidence for this is, for certainty about knowledge, say, this is my way, I invite to Allah with insight, and I and those who follow me. Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 108. For practicing what we preach, I do not wish to forbid you from something and then do it myself. Rather, I only wish to rectify you as far as I am able. Surah Hud, chapter 11, verse 88. For a pure intention, say, I ask of you for it, i.e. this message, no repayment. It is not but a reminder of the worlds. Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 90. Da'wah is easy. Make da'wah easy for yourself and easy for the listener. Let us see this acronym, KISS, K-I-S-S, which is basically keep it simple, stupid. K-I-S-S, keep it simple, stupid. According, this is a proverb in the, or an acronym in the West. What is the role of the da'i? Verily you, O Muhammad, guide not whom you like, but Allah guides whom he wills. And he, your duty is to convey the message, and he knows best. those who are guided. The Quran chapter 28 verse 56 again. Verily you, O Muhammad, guide not whom you like, but Allah guides whom he wills, and he knows best those who are guided. The Quran 28 verse 56. Your duty is to convey the message. The Quran chapter 42 verse 48. Let me go back to the acronym to make it more Islamic instead of Western. In the previous acronym, the West, they use it to make things simple. But let me go back and just try to have it differently. I would use the word KISS again, but I would use SMART instead of stupid. Keep it simple, SMART, instead of stupid. And this will be in line with respecting the dignity of the human being. And of course, in line with the Islamic mannerism and morality. And it is not for any soul to believe except by the permission of Allah. The Quran chapter 10 verse 100. Remember this and mention it to the listener. What are we initially inviting to? La ilaha illallah. There is nothing worthy of worship except Almighty God, Allah. This is obvious and everyone says this, but this needs understanding. All false gods must be removed. What is the main false god in this society, even though they deny it? Jesus as God or Son of God. Almighty God must be introduced with all his attributes, then and only then the name of God, Allah. Therefore, concentrate on Jesus, peace and the blessing be upon him, or peace be upon him. Jesus is not God. Jesus is not the Son of God, but the Son of God in the Bible. Let us agree to follow Jesus. Jesus submitted himself. Jesus was a Muslim. Do not criticize Jesus, but show that Jesus is the way. What are we secondly inviting to? So you have to show that Jesus was also the way in his time. What are we secondly inviting to? We're inviting to Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad, may the blessings and peace be upon him, is the messenger of Almighty God, Allah. This must be the second thing we call to once the first part has been established, which is, there is nothing worthy of worship except Almighty God, Allah. La ilaha illallah. Essential mnemonic when giving da'wah. Just go to the Quran. Jesus equals Jesus. Just go to the Quran. These are just to remember. These are mnemonics that we can use them in da'wah. Just go to the Quran. Just equals Jesus, the J. Go to the Quran. Go the G equals God. Quran, of course, just go to the Quran. Quran, of course, so we can say just equals Jesus. Go to the equals God. Quran equals Quran. Jesus, not God and not the only Son of God in the Bible. Jesus, not God and not the only Son of God in the Bible. God, his attributes, Quran as a miracle, like miracles given to other prophets. The seven essentials during da'wah to avoid the common pitfalls. Be focused, be gentle, be humble, be polite, follow a path, ignore distractions, be passionate. Again, I repeat that. Be focused, be gentle, be humble, be polite, follow a path, ignore distractions, be passionate. Focus on what? Trying to give good news. Focus on trying to ideally invite to submit to Almighty God, Allah. Trying to at least invite to believe in Almighty God, Allah. To prove the existence of God. To prove the truth of Islam, focus on not trying to give a speech on Islam, focus on not trying to impress, focus on not trying to teach rules and regulations, focus on not to invite to the religion of Islam, but the way of Islam. Psychology of Da'wah. Remember that the prophets, peace be upon him, were sent. Remember that all prophets, may the blessings and peace be upon them all, were sent in the language of their people, Quran, chapter 14, verse 4. Analyze the listener, age, education, ethnicity, class, etc. Establish your credentials. You are not a priest or a religious person. Use their name frequently. An appropriate message for the specific listener. An appropriate message for the specific listener. Body language, ours and theirs. As soon as you detect disinterest, change the topic. Communication is 7% words, 30% tone, 63% body language. You're not giving telephone da'wah, i.e. don't be obvious to the person in front of you. You're not giving telephone da'wah, i.e. don't be obvious to the person in front of you. Tone, do not speak up to or down to, deal in an appropriate manner. Vital knowledge, the da'i must be able to understand and clearly explain 1. Attributes of Almighty God Allah, especially love and mercy. 2. Why the Quran is a miracle. 3. Jesus and the Bible not being God and not the only Son of God. 4. The 6 pillars of Iman, faith, describe heaven. The Prophet Muhammad's, peace be upon him, life in brief. 6. Some key references from the Quran and the Bible. The depth of knowledge is dependent on your time and ability. The depth of knowledge is dependent on your time and ability. How to break the silence and start a conversation. Firstly and most importantly, ask Allah to for success. Firstly and most importantly, ask Allah for success. In conversation, see issues from a religious point of view. Politely mention things that invite questions. Try and use English translation of the words we regularly say in Arabic, e.g. thank God instead of Alhamdulillah, and God willing instead of Inshallah. Future doctors could, for example, say, God willing, you will get better with this medicine. At prayer time, make a point of mentioning where you're going. Think of a way of giving colleagues a short introduction on Islam, e.g. John, you know I am a Muslim, yeah? One of the things that are compulsory for me is to tell my colleagues about Islam. Do you mind if I tell you a little bit about it? Choose a moment when the person is in a good mood and has time available. Introducing the word God into conversations is in itself very important, as they may think we worship something other than God when we use the word Allah. It will also be a continuous reminder about Allah both to us and our colleagues. Stopping people in the street. There are 2 ways you could address people for the first time. Excuse me, do you know what the purpose of your life is? To a Christian, excuse me, can I ask you a question about Jesus? Do you believe Jesus is God or that he was sent by God? Why should they accept a creator or God into their life? You need to give some good practical reasons, because most feel there is no need for God. For example, it would lead to a better, happier life in this world, an improvement in their relationships and their children's behaviors. It would be like having someone very rich, e.g. Bill Gates, as your best friend, even, and of course, for Allah is the highest of example. Even the rich and famous are not happy without belief in God, hence the high levels of drink, drugs, and suicide. In internet terms, being a Muslim is like having a broadband connection with God. In internet terms, being a Muslim is like having a broadband connection with God. And simply believing in God is like having a dial-up connection with God. The good news brought by the prophets, heaven and salvation for those who believe. Keep checking to see if any or all of the information has been accepted by the listener. Sign posting, no point going forward until previous facts accepted. If the listener is losing interest, if you feel that the listener is going to leave, then they should at least accept one part of the Shahada or accept the concept of God with all his attributes. Mention the idea of shirk, which is associating partners with God. Closing the deal. Da'is find this difficult. Timing is critical. Decide how far you can go by their reactions. You are like a shepherd trying to catch a sheep. The escape routes are their arguments. Escape routes should be shown and closed. Proof of Islam equals the Quran. The Quran equals a miracle. Basic rule during da'wah. Invite all to the way of your Lord with wisdom and beautiful preaching and argue with them in ways which are best. Quran chapter 16, verse 125. The keys to da'wah. Natural disasters, Bible or Jesus, let me say, you've got here Quran, creator, existence and attributes, creator, existence and attributes, purpose of life, natural disaster, Bible or Jesus, purpose of life. Figure one, whatever they talk about, try and bring in the Quran as the ultimate proof. Whatever they talk about, try and bring in the Quran as the ultimate proof. Proof of Islam, how to prove that the Quran is from Almighty God. Scientific facts, embryology in the Quran, Quran chapter 23, verses 12 to 14, the Big Bang Theory, Quran chapter 21, verse 30, the expansion of the universe, chapter 51, verse 47, given to an unlettered prophet, Quran chapter 7, verse 157. The book was given to a man who could not read or write. How do we know that? Because it says so in the Quran, and his enemies never called him a liar. He or has remained unchanged. The Quran has remained unchanged. The book has remained unchanged for 400 years. See for yourself in the British Library. It is we who have sent down the Dhikr Quran, and surely we will preserve it in Quran chapter 15 verse 9. The challenge, and if you are in doubt about what we have sent down upon our servant, then produce a chapter like it. Quran chapter 2 verse 23. No contradictions. Don't they ponder over the Quran? Had it been from anyone besides Allah, they would surely have found therein many contradictions. Quran chapter 4 verse 82, the largest following. It has resulted in the largest following in the world, 1.6 billion people. Produced the fastest growing religion. It has produced the fastest growing religion in the world. Guinness Book of Records 2005, changes people's lives. Its words have the effect of changing people's lives forever. Easy to memorize, made easy to remember. Quran chapter 44 verse 58. No contradictions. Do not they ponder over the Quran? Had it been from anyone besides Allah, they would surely have found therein many contradictions. Quran chapter 4 verse 82. No crookedness. An Arabic Quran without any crookedness. Chapter 39 verse 28. Quran says it is from Allah. The revelation of the book Quran is from the Lord or the Rabb of the Alameen, the worlds. Quran chapter 21 verse 2, complete guidance. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favors upon you, and chosen Islam as your deen. Quran chapter 5 verse 3. How to prove that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was a true prophet? The Quran, the life and honesty, bears statement of his prophethood. Allah gives him the attribute of being the guide to the worlds, alameen, mankind, jinn, and all creatures. Previous messages were corrupted or time-bound. The Quran mentions Muhammad's, peace be upon him, prophethood. Quran chapter 33 verse 40. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, mentioned that he was the last prophet and the last messenger. He was known to be truthful even before his claim to prophethood. How to prove that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, did not copy the Bible? The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, would have copied the errors found in the Bible if that claim was true, e.g. scientific errors. Muhammad, peace be upon him, was unlettered, Quran chapter 7, verse 157. Ask them to show one single verse which is copied. Da'wah to Christians. Christian beliefs accept Jehovah Witnesses, one Trinity, original sin, atonement, forgiveness of sins. One Trinity, they believe that God is made of three personalities, Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Father is God, Son is God, and the Holy Ghost is God, yet there is one God. Often they will reject this, but ask them if they say God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Ghost. Two, original sin. Christianity teaches that because Adam and Eve disobeyed God and ate of the tree of knowledge, all of their descendants bear the sin. Three, atonement and redemption. The crucifixion of a man God, i.e. Jesus on the cross, paid the price of sin. Just believing in this is enough to attain salvation. To refute this, ask them if Jesus wanted to die for their sins. Formulation of the Bible, CE, Christian era, i.e. after Jesus. 40 to 45 CE, letters of Paul. 325 CE, Council of Nicaea, organized by Roman Emperor Constantine. Emperor was from a pagan background and favored the Trinitarian view of Christianity over the Unitarian view. 1000 CE, Western and Eastern Church broke off the Great Schism. Western Church, Catholic Churches. Eastern Church, Eastern Orthodox Church. 1600 CE, Protestants broke off, led by Martin Luther and John Calvin. 1611 CE, King James Version of the Bible was made, most widely used today. 1952 CE, major revision of the King James Bible was made because of its great errors. Overview of the Bible. Many versions available. Bible divided into the Old Testament containing the books before Jesus and the New Testament which is about Jesus and that which came after. The oldest New Testament available dates back to 300 years after Jesus. Bible not available in the language of Jesus, Aramaic. Oldest New Testament is in Greek. Old Testament, 39 books. First five books, Pentateuch, Torah according to the Jews. New Testament, 27 books. First four are called Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Protestant Bible, King James Version, 66 books, 39 plus 27. Catholic Bible, the Douay Version, 73 books, 7 extra books, minus Apocrypha, equals doubtful. Words not found in the Bible, Bible Trinity. Words not found in the Bible, Bible Trinity. Da'wah to a Christian. Start with, do you believe that Jesus is God or that Jesus was sent by God? Most Christians will say he was sent by God. Tell them, there is only one religion that says Jesus was sent by Almighty God. Do they know which religion it is? They'll say Christianity. Show them that Christianity says that Jesus is God rather than sent by God. Because the Christians say God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They would agree that Christianity says this, but they don't believe that Jesus is God. Therefore, their belief about Jesus is the same as Islam, and they are closer to Islam than Christianity. Talk about Almighty God. 1. Jesus. 2. Good news. 3. Purpose of life. 4. Spirituality. 5. Islam equals relationship with God. This is number 6. 7, love of God. Don't talk about 1, rules and regulations. 2, hell. 3, religion. 4, other things about Islam. Invite to impress. Don't talk about other things about Islam and invite to impress. Christian, Christian comments that you should be able to answer. Jesus is God because Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus died for my sins. I'm guaranteed salvation, unlike Muslims who depend on good deeds. I believe Jesus is God and man, born again Christians. You don't believe in the crucifixion. The key to da'wah with Christians, salvation or religion, purpose of life, any topic. Jesus is not God. Jesus is not the only Son of God in the Bible. Jesus mentioned revelation from God. Jesus was a Muslim. This is figure 2. Always follow the above flow chart when giving da'wah to Christians. Whatever you start with, concentrate on showing that Jesus is not God and lead on to the fact that Jesus was a Muslim. With any other topic, you could spend hours and achieve very little. Jesus lived as a Muslim from the Bible, submitted to the will of God, Allah, Luke 22, verse 42, John chapter 5, verse 30. Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights, Matthew 4, verse 2. Jesus prayed on his forehead to one God, Matthew 26, verse 39. He greeted his disciples with the greeting of peace be upon and be unto you. He greeted his disciples with the greeting of peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum, John 20, verse 21. Jesus had a beard, as is the way of all the prophets. How to prove that Jesus, peace be upon him, is not God? Start with the attributes of God, almighty, all-knowing, eternal, and independent. Then apply these attributes to Jesus and see if he qualifies. God is all-knowing. Jesus, peace be upon him, was not. Speaking of the last day, Jesus said, but of that day or that hour knows no man, neither the angels nor the Son, but only the Father. Mark chapter 13, verse 36, verse 32. Mark chapter 13, verse 32. God is almighty. Jesus, peace be upon him, was not. I can do nothing on my own authority. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. John 5, verse 30. God doesn't pray to anyone. Jesus, peace be upon him, dead. And he, Jesus, went a little further and fell on his face, sujood, prostration, and prayed. Matthew 26, verse 39. Jesus never said, I am God, worship me. Jesus never said, I'm God, worship me. How to prove that Jesus was not the only Son of God in the Bible? Many other people are called sons of God in the Bible. The prophet Adam, peace be upon him, Luke chapter 3, verse 38. The prophet Solomon, peace be upon him, Samuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Angels, Job, chapter 1, verse 6, 2, chapter 2, verse 1, chapter 38, verse 7. The prophet David, peace be upon him, in Psalms, chapter 2, verse 7. N.B. Melchizedek, no father, no mother, no ascendants, no descendants, no beginning of days or end of life. Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 3. From the Quran talks about Jesus' similarity to Adam, chapter 3, verse 59, 19, 88, and 89. And they say, Allah has begotten a son. Indeed, you have brought forth a terrible, evil thing. Chapter 19, verse 35. It befits not Allah that he begets a son. All prophets prayed as Muslims do. Wudu, which is ablution, Moses and Aaron and his sons washed their hands and their feet thereat when they went into the tent of the congregation. And when they came near unto the altar, they washed as the Lord commanded Moses. Exodus chapter 40, verses 31 and 32. Many prophets prostrated, they did sujood. Jesus, Matthew 26:39, Elijah, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 42, Moses and Aaron, Numbers chapter 20, verse 6, Abraham, in Genesis chapter 17, verse 3. How to prove the Bible contradicts scientific facts and logic. Bible, morning and evening created. Bible, morning and evening created the second day, Genesis chapter 6, verses 6 to 8. Earth created third day, Genesis chapter 1, verse 10. Sun created fourth day, Genesis chapter 1, verses 14 to 19. Bible, God rested on the seventh day, Genesis 2, 2 and 3. And Exodus chapter 31. Verse 17, refreshed. Logic, God never gets tired. Quran chapter 2, verse 225, neither sleep nor slumber overtakes him. Bible, mustard seed is the smallest of all seeds. Matthew 13, chapter 13, verses 31 and 32. Science, seed of the orchid flower is smaller than the mustard seed. Seed of the orchid flower is smaller than the mustard seed. How to disapprove Trinity. The word Trinity is not mentioned in the Bible. Trinity says that Jesus is also God, disapproved earlier. Trinity was formulated in the year 325 CE, Christian era. Jehovah Witness. Belief of Jehovah Witness, of Jehovah's Witness. Beliefs of Jehovah's Witnesses. Don't believe in the Trinity. Therefore, they don't believe that Jesus is God or part of God. Believe Jesus was created by God. Believe Jesus is the begotten Son of God. Believe the Bible is the absolute Word of God. Happy to accept that Jesus is a prophet of God. Giving da'wah. 1. Concentrate on showing that Muslims are following Jesus more closely than Jehovah's Witnesses. For example, Jesus prayed by putting his head on the ground garden of Gethsemane. Jesus had a beard. Jesus ate kosher, halal food, never ate pork. Mary covered her hair all the time, just as Muslims do. JW only cover in their churches, or Jehovah Witness only cover in their churches, kingdom halls. 2. God's name is Allah. Kingdom halls. 2. God's name is Allah. Alolia, which is used in the Bible by angels to praise God, is a corruption of Allah. Alolia, from Ahmed Didat. B. Jesus on the cross said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is, my God, why have you forsaken me? He did not use the word Jehovah for God, or Abi, which is Father. Eli, Eli is closer to Ilahi, Ilahi, which means my God or deity to be worshipped. The other point you should concentrate on is that God does not beget. Their main weak points are, 1. Muslims follow Jesus in the Bible more closely. 2. God's name is Allah according to the Bible. 3. Their Bible says that Jesus is begotten son. The word begotten means gave birth to and not created, as they claim. Therefore, they are attributing the act of giving birth to God, for they say that the Bible is the word of God. The question is, which Bible? Because the oldest Bible is the Greek language. The language of Jesus was Aramaic. Therefore, we don't know what God actually said. There are many different versions of the Bible. Catholics have the Douay version, Protestants have the King James version, and the Jehovah's Witnesses have the New World Translation. These are not different translations, but different versions. They will say theirs is the most accurate, as it goes back to the original Greek scripture, but Jesus did not speak Greek, but spoke Aramaic, compared with the Quran, preserved in its original language, Arabic. 5. Many contradictions in the Bible. They're on Jehovah Witness magazines called Awake or Watch Tower mentioned thousands of errors in the Bible in 1960s. E.g., you could see here in this site, www.islamway.com/english/images/library/contradictions.htm. Some of these have been removed by Jehovah Witness in their Bible. 6. Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit bringing the words of the Father, and we believe that he was talking about the Quran, chapter 16, verses 12 and 13. Judaism. Beliefs of Judaism. One God claimed to believe in and follow Abraham and Moses, the future coming of the Messiah. The future coming of the Messiah or a great leader. Jews reject Jesus as their Messiah. They are the chosen people. God chose them above all others. Talmud teachings, somewhat similar to commentaries of the Old Testament, sayings of rabbis first written down during the 3rd and 4th century AD, or better yet, CE. How to invite Jews to Islam? Discuss similarities. Belief in one God, Old Testament prophets, proof of Quran being a miracle, especially scientific facts, as most of them are highly educated. Discuss the prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, and show that he was a Muslim and that Muslims are following him. The following verse of the Quran shows that we are the true followers of the prophet Abraham, peace be upon him. And they say, be Jews or Christians, then you will be rightly guided. Say unto them, O Muhammad, nay, but we follow the religion of Abraham, the upright, and he was not of the idolaters. Quran chapter 2, verse 135. Atheism, the beliefs, there is no God, there is no creator. Everything else they say is their criticism of religion. Their common criticisms of religion, there is no God, people just made it up. I don't believe in organized religion. Religion causes trouble and wars. If God exists, why are there disasters and babies die? I believe in evolution and Darwin. Muslims are terrorists. All religions basically say the same thing. I don't want to follow rules. I'm happy the way I am. To answer these, or to answer the above comments, use the flow chart, figure 1. Proof that God exists. 1. The law of cause and effect. Causality, cosmological argument. For anything to happen, there must be a cause, e.g., whatever we see must have come into being because it was made of that some event happened which caused it to come into being. The ultimate cause for everything is the creator of the universe. 2. The design and precision of the universe, theological argument. Sir Isaac Newton's example to an atheist, Professor P. Davies, that Templeton Prize. 3. The prophets, their lives, and the consistency of their message. 4. The miracles given to the prophets. Today's miracle is the Quran. Hinduism. Hindu, the word Hindu is a corrupt form of the word Sindhu, a region watered by river Indus. Founder of Hinduism, none. Major beliefs, belief in Vedas, practice of caste system, sanctity of cow and other animals, belief in one or many gods, reincarnation of gods. How to persuade a Hindu of Islam's truth? Concentrate on showing that their scripture talks about worshipping one God and is against worshipping idols. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, verses 19 to 21. All those who do idol worship, all those who worship demigods are materialistic people. Yajur Veda, chapter 3, verse 32. Of that God, you cannot make any images. Yajur Veda 40, chapter 40, verse 8. All those who worship the uncreated things, they are in darkness, and you'll enter more into darkness if you worship the created things. Rig Veda, volume 6, chapter 45, verse 16. There is only one God, worship him. Also show that the arrival of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is described on many occasions in their holy books. Frequently asked questions. So you can marry four wives. Polygamy in the Bible. Abraham had two wives, Sarah and Hagar. Genesis 16, verses 1 to 3. Jacob, son of Isaac, had four wives. Genesis 26, 34. Genesis 28, 9. Saul had a wife and a concubine. 1 Samuel 14, 50. 2 Samuel 3, 7. David had eight wives. 1 Samuel 18, 27, 25, 1 Samuel 25, 42 and 43, 2 Samuel chapter 3, verses 2 to 5, 2 Samuel verses chapter 11, verse 27, 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 8, in B, neither Jesus Christ nor God ever prohibited polygamy in the Bible. Why do women have to cover themselves? There is a dress code for both males and females. Ask them if they have seen a picture or painting of Mary, the mother of Jesus. She dresses like a Muslim. Islam as a complete guidance came to preserve chastity in the society. Why do you call him Allah? All beautiful names belong to him. Quran chapter 17, verse 111. The word Allah is purer and a better word to use than the English word God, because the God you can add in God, you can add this goddess, which becomes feminine. God with a small g, God, may cause confusion. Allah can't be written with a small g. God with mother or father becomes godmother, godfather, etc. To Allah, nothing can be added. English word God could be ambiguous, confusing, manipulated, etc. But the pure word Allah could never be confusing, because it always refers to the one Almighty God, our Creator, with no male and female gender and no partners. And Allah is a proper name. I would like to end here by acknowledging Introduction to Islam, Dawood Matthews, Da'wah, Sheikh Saleh Fozan, Clear Your Doubts About Islam, Sahih International, Muslim Christian Dialogue, Dr. Ba'aqil, Booklet on Da'wah to the World, Brother Sabil Ahmed. Brother Sabil Ahmed. Jazahumullahu khayran. May Allah bless them all. If you have any further questions or comments, please contact the writer or me, writer, on his email, Fazlurrahman. 121@hotmail.com. Fazlur Rahman is FAZALRAHMAN 121@hotmail.com. I would be grateful for any advice on how to improve the course of this material. Please visit our website www.da'wahiseasy.com. da'wahiseasy.com. Please remember me in your dua. Jazakumullahu khairan. Finally, this is from Dr. Fadl al-Rahman. May Allah bless him. And I am your the reader of this document. My name is Dr. Khalid al-Dosri. I'm very happy and pleased to have covered this material. And hopefully it will gain a lot of momentum and many people will learn something out of it. And thanks a lot to Dr. Fadl al-Rahman for writing and designing and teaching that document to all, so that we can present Islam in the best way. May Allah reward you all. Alhamdulillah.